And now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday, the 1st of December 2024. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Atsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Rockall, Mallon, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low southwest Bailey 986, expected northern Norwegian Basin 983 by 1800 Sunday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth. Southerly, veering southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, except in South Atsira, veering northwesterly later in northwest Viking and Cromarty, and decreasing 4 at times. Drizzle at times, then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White. South, veering southwest, 4 to 6. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Southerly, veering southwesterly, then westerly later, 4 to 6, but becoming variable 3 in South Biscay. Rain, then showers, thundery in Biscay, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in far southeast. Showers or thundery rain, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South or southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Irish Sea, then veering northwest later. Rain, then showers, thundery in Fitzroy and Sole, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, southwest, veering northwest, 4 to 6, showers, moderate or good. Rockall, Mallon, Hebrides, south or southwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Hebrides, then veering north or northwest and decreasing 5 for a time. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, cyclonic, becoming northerly, mainly 6 to gale 8, but severe gale 9 or storm 10 at first in north. Rain, then snow showers later. Moderate or poor, occasionally very poor later. Fair Isle, southerly, veering southwesterly, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in west, then veering northerly later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southerly or southwesterly, 6 to gale 8, veering northerly or northwesterly, 7 to severe gale 9, increasing storm 10 for a time in north. Rain, then squally wintry showers, moderate or poor. Southeast Iceland. Northeasterly, backing northerly, gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain or snow, then squally snow showers, moderate to very poor, light or moderate icing developing in north. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300 on the 30th of November. Tyree Automatic, south-southwest, 7, recent precipitation, 8 miles, 1001, now rising. Stornoway, south by west, 6, rain, 4 miles, 996, falling more slowly. Lerwick, south by west, 6, mist, 3 miles, 1002, falling. Wick Automatic, south-southeast, 4, 7 miles, 1001, falling. Aberdeen, south by east, 5, recent drizzle, 11 miles, 1006, falling. Lucas, south-southwest, 3, 35 miles, 1007, falling. Boomer, southeast by south, 3, 4 miles, 1011, falling more slowly. Bridlington, south-southwest, 4, 1016, now rising. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic, south, 4, 11 miles, 1022. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, south-east by south, 3, 1020, falling. Jersey, south-east by south, 5, mist, 2 miles, 1020, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by south, 6, 1018. Scilly automatic. South by west, 6, slight drizzle and rain, 400 metres, 1,013, falling. Milford Haven, south, 5, 5 miles, 1,013, falling slowly. Aberporth, south by east, 5, mist, 5 miles, 1,013, falling. Valley, south, 6, mist, 4 miles, 1,012, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southeast by south, 4, 9 miles, 1,013, falling slowly. Valentia, south by west, 4, mist, 4 miles, 1,006, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, south, 6, mist, 3 miles, 1,010, falling more slowly. Malinhead, southwest by south, 4, 13 miles, 1,003, rising. And Macrahanish Automatic, south, 5, recent precipitation, 30 miles, 1,005, falling more slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday the 30th of November 2024. The general situation. The current mild south to southwesterly airflow will persist through Saturday night, with gales expected in the far north of Scotland. A colder north to northwesterly flow will follow across the north and west during Sunday and Sunday night. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first and north, veering southwesterly 4 to 6, then northerly 5 to 7 later. Rain at times, then showers later, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first and north, veering southwesterly 3 to 5. Rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4, veering southwest 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, then rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South 4 to 6, veering southwest 4 or 5 later. Fair, then rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southerly, veering southwesterly later, 4 to 6. Fair, then rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly, 4 to 6. Mainly fair, then rain, then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. South, veering southwest, 4 to 6, rain or drizzle at times, then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. South, 5 or 6, veering southwest, 4 to 6, then veering west or northwest later, rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. South, veering southwest, then west or northwest later, 4 to 6. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. South, veering southwest, 4 to 6. Occasionally, 3 at first in Cardigan Bay, then veering west later. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southerly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, veering southwesterly 3 to 5, then veering westerly later. Rain at times, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man. South or southwest, 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5, then veering west or southwest later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Lock. Southerly 4 to 6, veering southwesterly 4 or 5, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6 later, then increasing 7 later in far north. Rain at times, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5, veering westerly 3 to 5 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, veering west or southwest, 4 to 6, then north or northwest, 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southerly or southwesterly, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in north, veering westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, then northerly, 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles. South, veering southwest, then north or northwest later, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 at times later, occasional rain, then showers later, moderate or good, becoming moderate or poor later in north and west. And that completes the shipping forecast, and that's it indeed for another day here on BBC Radio 4. From all of us here, have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
Welcome to The Inquiry on the BBC World Service. Northern Syria is highly volatile. It remains a territorial tangle, cut off from regime control.
There is tension, there are divisions, there's competition.
But as countries normalize ties with President Assad, the Syrians that fled there fear for their future.
There is a serious concern that for many communities that would mean they will have to surrender to the Assad regime.
Meanwhile, ISIS is on the rise again as Turkey threatens a new cross-border offensive against the Syrian Kurds tasked to contain the group.
ISIS is on track to nearly triple its rate of attacks in northeastern Syria. So that is a huge localized resurgence.
So this week we're asking, what's the future for Syria's divided north?
At some point, the table's going to get flipped over, and it won't be in a good way.
The Inquiry starts after the news.
Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad has vowed to defeat rebel forces in his first public comment since they captured Aleppo, the country's second city. The rebels are now reported to be approaching the city of Hama. Here's Barbara Plett-Usher.
This is the most serious challenge to President Assad in years. They stormed back into Aleppo for the first time since Assad's army forced them out at the height of the war, this time meeting almost no resistance. This is a joint force of rebel groups led by the Islamist Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, or HTS. It is listed as a terrorist organization by the US and others. It controls most of the northwestern province of Idlib, the last remaining opposition stronghold after more than a decade of civil war.
The Syrian army has said it's preparing a counterattack. Mass protests are continuing in Georgia for a third consecutive night. Riot police are using tear gas and water cannon in the centre of Tbilisi. The unrest was triggered by the government's decision to delay moves to join the European Union. These people are taking part in tonight's protests.
I'm protesting against our government, who is pro-Russian, and they don't want to have any relationship to Europe or USA. And I am here for my freedom, for my future.
It is very important for all the Georgians to be here, for everyone to see, the whole international world to see, that Georgians are Europeans. And we want Europe, we want a better future, and we don't want to be part of the Russia anymore.
President Salome Zurabishvili has said she won't stand down when her term expires in 2 weeks. Talks to agree the first ever global treaty to limit plastic pollution have entered the final day in South Korea. Negotiations have been deadlocked over whether the world should produce less plastic.